Welcome to the Awakened Parent Project, Conscious Conversations, Empowered Parenting, with me, Susan Dolce. It's time to open our hearts and our minds to what it means to be a parent, exploring and expanding the ways we communicate, validate, and show up daily for our kids. With a parent-centric focus, you learn to become more present, a better active listener, more reflective, more engaged, and mutually empowered. Parenting isn't about perfection. It's about presence, honesty, self-compassion, unconditional love, and conscious communication. The Awakened Parent Project starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm your host. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm a certified parent coach with the Jai Institute for Parenting, and it's my hope that you will find this a safe space to journey on a path of both practical and spiritual exploration. From the time my first daughter was born in 1994, I've been driven by a vision where children should be nurtured both physically and spiritually by adults who are present, grounded, and empowered. I believe that conscious communication, self-exploration, and self-forgiveness are the tools that enable parents to foster deep, lasting connections with their children. As I said in the opener, parenting isn't about perfection. It's about presence, honesty, self-compassion, unconditional love, and conscious communication. And today, I'm talking about a topic that I wish I knew more about when my kids were little. We are talking about children, nutrition, and toxins in the environment. And I have the very delightful and very knowledgeable Cheryl Meyer back on the show. I've had her on. She was on Three Things I've Learned. We just also interviewed her on And That's When I Realized. But today we're specifically talking about children's nutrition, which I think we cannot talk enough about. So Cheryl's bio is super extensive, but I'm going to give you a little snippet of her accomplishments. She has a BA from UC Berkeley and is a health coach from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. She is also an award-winning international best-selling author, health coach, speaker, local TV host, and guest podcaster. Cheryl is also the author of 4 books on health and toxins, and she also hosts her own podcast titled It Feels Good to Feel Good, Future Proof Your Health, and that's on Voice of America. And today, we're going to be focusing, I think, more of the content, which is in her second book, which is titled Feeling Good, Living Low Toxin in Community and Everyday Life. So welcome back, Cheryl, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Obviously, I love to talk about this. And children have become a passion because 54% of our kids have some kind of chronic illness. And when I discovered that, I made an entire section of my second book just for children because it's that important.
Well, when you sent me, we collaborate a little bit on the episodes before, you know, we go live. And the statistics that you sent me were mind-boggling.
Yeah, they're scary.
They are very scary. If I were even trying to get pregnant today, which I know we'll talk about down a little bit in the show, which is really super important. I know friends of my daughters who are in that place wanting to start families now. And so this is a really super important topic to me. But how did we get here? How did we get to 54% of children having chronic illnesses?
In one word, it's the standard American diet. And the standard American diet is all of those things that either come in boxes that have all those ingredients that we don't know what they are and we can't pronounce them. They're also in all of our frozen foods, so that all of those ingredients we don't know what they are and can't pronounce are there. Restaurants are now buying food in little baggies from big food with all of those ingredients we can't pronounce and don't know what they are. And the problem with all of those ingredients, which is the major portion of the food, is it has no food value. Mm-hmm. So we're actually feeding our children empty calories. Mm-hmm. They're things that taste good. They're cheap, but they don't add any nutrition to the child. And we've moved away from getting food from the farm, which is where, and they keep learning more about why that's so important. When I started studying all this 9 years ago to get myself well, they thought there were 6,000 phytonutrients in farmed foods. Well, I read about 3 months ago, there were 25,000 phytonutrients now that they're learning about. And I just went to a lecture with Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, who's the leading expert on toxins. And he says they're pretty sure there's 50,000 of them. And each one of those phytonutrients, which gives the plants their color, has some kind of a gift in our that our bodies need. Mm-hmm. And so they're there for the plant. They're there to protect the plant, to make the plant healthy, to keep bugs away from the plant, to do all kinds of things for the plant. But they have all kinds of gifts from the human body, but we're not eating real food. And that's the problem.
You know, I want to say, too, because I know that this can be an emotionally charged topic because of the expense of organic food, because of convenience, because you have, you know, families with two working parents and they're just trying to get their kids fed and, you know, put food on the table. So I want to say off the bat that there's no judgment here on families that, you know, that are, you know, still eating or serving the standard American diet. This is about just putting the information out there, putting out the knowledge. Cheryl, like I said, is an encyclopedia of knowledge on food and toxins, because I just want to raise awareness.
And that's why I'm talking about it. Yeah, mothers, sometimes when I post on Facebook, will come at me, "You're being judgmental." I don't know you. I'm not being judgmental. I just want you to be aware that even if it's only one meal a week where you're giving your child real food that you've prepared, that's better than not giving them any real food at all. And if you're not aware, then you think that you're doing everything you can for your child. And I just want you to raise your awareness that there is another way. I learned myself, I was eating the standard American diet. That was a big reason why I got sick. I was working 24/7. I had my own jewelry business. I was traveling all over the world. I wasn't giving my body anything for it to function on, which is why I got autoimmune disease. Now, it didn't happen overnight. It took 20 years for that to build up in my body. But once I started learning about the benefits of eating real food and I began to shift my diet towards eating real food, I actually got rid of all the pain of my autoimmune disease, which is, I have autoimmune disease. I will always have autoimmune disease. Once you go over into toxic load, it doesn't go away. But not to have the pain and to have been able to have the power to heal that in my body is enormous. And so that's why I'm out talking to people, because we have more power than we realize, and it's not going to come from a magic pill.
Yeah. And so I also, you know, a cautionary alert. I know I also want to talk about seizures and autism and some of the other things that children are experiencing. We've seen rises in these numbers. And again, this is just for awareness. So no judgment. No, I'm not an expert on this at all. Cheryl has a lot of statistics. So when I was looking at some of these numbers, 30% of children are overweight.
And that comes with learning disabilities, poor memory, joint and bone problems, shortness of breath, and restless sleep. The overweight comes with its entire own set of health issues for the child. And to dampen their learning ability, that's kind of frightening to me. We want them to have the best brain power they can possibly have.
Well, and if they're not, I mean, like I wasn't aware of the restless sleep, but I guess there is probably like a sleep apnea component to the overweight component.
Well, and there's also, they get what my family called agita. They get acid reflux. They get things that interrupt their sleep so that they're not, the idea now, there was a big sleep study done last year at Berkeley where they concluded we need to get 7 continuous hours of sleep, whether we're a child or we're an adult. Children actually need more sleep than adults do. But if they can't get that continuous sleep, it interrupts everything else about their lives. I have a hard time still getting 7 continuous hours of sleep. I want to wake up at 4:30 in the morning. And so,
menopause definitely does you in for that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I got 7 straight hours of sleep. Please, really. Anyway.
But it's, you know, be aware that that's what your goal is for your child. You want them to get continuous sleep. And if they're not healthy, then that gets harder for them to do.
And I'm curious, too, how some of the, well, I guess you sort of mentioned it. I was thinking like how just the foods themselves can cause some of the sleep disruptions. Like you were saying, you know, if you're eating a lot of fatty food or sugary foods, or I would imagine all of those don't contribute to sleep.
No, sugar disrupts every organ in the body. What I found most fascinating about sleep is I thought when I went to sleep, my body went to sleep. We all rested. When we go to sleep, our body does a tune-up. So it's a very busy little thing while we're sleeping. And it's all directed by the gut. The gut is the director. And each organ has a different period of time where it's doing its thing to regenerate. The liver gets a period of time. The adrenals get a period of time. 4 o'clock in the morning happens to be when my adrenals are doing their work. And so that's when I wake up. But I had overtaxed my adrenals and my cortisol was so low when I got sick that I was almost to Addison's disease. So I've done a lot of work in the last 9 years to bring my adrenals back to health and to bring my cortisol levels back up to where they're supposed to be so that my chronic fatigue is gone. So, but I had no idea that all this stuff was going on in my body while I was sleeping. It's important. Yeah,
it is. And it's, I mean, our bodies are such fascinating machines. It never ceases to amaze me if we look at when our bodies are functioning at their peak, and if we are eating the right foods and we are, you know, giving, you know, enough water, enough rest, how, you know, we could live a whole lot longer anyway.
Oh yeah. And people my age, I'm a boomer, I'm 72. They think they're supposed to be sick at this age. That is not necessarily true. We do not have to go find the magic pill. If we take care of ourselves, we can live and be vital much later than where I am now. I have more energy and feel better today than I did in my 50s. And that's because I eat well and I do the other pillars of health. I try to get all of my sleep. I try to breathe twice a day to release my stress before it gets toxic. It's just, you know, we have more control over what happens to our bodies than anyone has ever told us. And it's not pharmaceutical.
No, you're right. And like you said, there is no magic pill, but we're gonna take a quick break. And we come back, I want to talk about, that you mentioned in the notes how if doctors took food sensitivities seriously, I'd like to talk about that with children and how maybe there's a whole bunch of underlying components that affect, you know, learning differences or a host of child issues, childhood issues. But we're going to take a break. That's a big topic. I really want to dive into that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce, and today I am here once again with integrative health coach Cheryl Meyer, the queen of of nutrition and how to eliminate toxins in your life. Before we dive into allergies and food sensitivities and the difference and all that, where can people find you?
The key word is Cheryl with a C, C-H-E-R-Y-L-M, like Mary, health, and then Muse, M-U-S-E, because I want to inspire you to clean up and live a better life. So that's the keyword.com is my website. You go to Cheryl M. Health Muse on Facebook, and that's a jumping off place. I have several pages, but that's a great place to jump off. That's what I am on LinkedIn and on Pinterest, and then on Instagram. So once you know Cheryl M. Health Muse, you can find me.
And she, if you go to her website, she has a plethora of downloads. She's so generous with all of her information. And I mean, she has compiled, both of these books are quite beefy.
They're both almost 500 pages long, but they're not hard to read because I am a normal person who was searching to find answers. So it's like having a conversation with me in my living room on the couch.
And it absolutely is. It's written very, very conversationally, and it's there, and it's just so much information. Like, if literally it is the Bible on if you want to start to take control of your food and your health, she has a plan, and both of these books are amazing. But especially if today we're talking about children, you'd want to look at the her second book, which is Feeling Good, Living Low Toxin in Community and Everyday Life. So before the break, you gave me a big chunk of information on the difference between sensitivities and allergies. Like, I remember when my kids were little and I was lunch mom, you know, there was always the peanut table, you know, and I always felt bad for those kids that always were relegated over to one side of the lunchroom because most kids brought peanut butter and jelly to school. I felt like over the years, it just seemed to be more and more and more kids. And like, I remember when mine were babies, like the only thing we had to worry about initially was eggs. Like, are they going to be allergic to eggs or not? So what's going on?
Well, for one thing, conventional doctors don't even necessarily recognize sensitivities. So I want to explain what the difference is between an allergy and a sensitivity, because I have both. I was born with allergies. So an allergy is something like peanuts. You eat it and bam, you could die. It's that serious. Your little body cannot handle it as a child and you overreact to it. Whereas there's also something called a sensitivity. And a sensitivity, it's also a problem with the same kind of mechanism in the body, but it sets up a slow burn that builds over time. And so when I finally got tested for allergies, the only thing I was allergic to, other than some medications, I'm allergic to aspirin, I'm allergic to penicillin, The only thing I was allergic to was the tape that held the test on my back.
Same.
But when I got tested for sensitivities, I had 18 of them.
How is it a different
mechanism to test the reaction to the food?
Okay.
And it's important now. Sensitivities can come and they can go. So just because I had 18 of them didn't mean that I was going to have them for the rest of my life. Although, other than a few, I still have the same sensitivities and I got tested 9 years ago. But by eliminating my sensitivities, I took my first giant step away from inflammation. So it was enormous because a lot of my pain was coming from my sensitivities and they were odd things. You can do something called an elimination diet and sometimes find some of them. Wouldn't have worked for me at all because most of my sensitivities are herbs. Who would have thunk? I can't have sage. I can't have mint.
I can't have fennel.
Yeah, I know. All the things I was loving cooking, and that was something I was growing in my herb garden. I can't have any of that. I've gotten mint back. So I like mint. That's a good thing. One of my biggest ones was chicken. And it's because I was eating so much chicken because we thought beef wasn't good for us that I actually built up a sensitivity to it. And the way that happens is the way we get sick and we get inflammation is because we don't digest our food properly in our gut. So it starts to want to go into our blood in a molecule size that's way too big. And our gut lining is only one cell thick. I find that amazing.
Yeah,
so it starts pushing up against our gut lining until it rips a little hole. And that's called leaky gut. When that happens, these large food particles go into our blood and our immune system doesn't recognize them. So it screams foreigner. And then it does something. The body is really fascinating because it mimics whatever tissue you're weak in your body. For me, it was my joints and my muscles. That's where I got attacked. My autoimmune disease is closest to fibromyalgia. So everything in my body hurt. Well, it might be your thyroid in somebody. It might be your brain and become Parkinson's or the beginnings of Alzheimer's. It might be your lower intestine. Wherever you're weak, could be your thyroid. There's two thyroid autoimmune diseases. That's where your body attacks. And so I had eaten so much chicken that it was leaking through. And my body started going, whoa, what is this? I don't recognize the molecule size. And that looks like something that should be attacking your muscles and your joints. So that's where I got attacked. I don't think I'm ever going to get chicken back. And I really love chicken. So I eat turkey. And believe it or not, I eat Cornish game hens. But chicken's gone.
That's what I'm actually making for Thanksgiving is Cornish game hens. Hopefully I can find some. Trying something different this year. But I'm curious. And you may or may not have the information to back this up, but because whenever I think leaky gut, I think old person, right? I think somebody my age.
Oh no.
Or, you know, that has just had a, you know, chronic poor diet. Obviously.
Yeah. No, children are actually being born with a significant toxic load. And as a result, you'll notice that children have way more food sensitivities and allergies now than they ever had in my generation. I was the odd kid with allergies. And I came from a long line of people who had food allergies and drug allergies. But kids can be born with as many as 287 toxins right in their umbilical cord.
Every time you say that, that just blows my mind. Like that just seems inconceivable. I mean, I believe you. I totally believe you. But like that statistic alone makes me want to jump on at the highest mountain and tell all of my friends, all of my daughter's friends who are either pregnant or want to, you know.
Yeah, you got to clean up at least a year before conception. Yeah. You need to be eating as organic as you can, and you might not be able to afford to eat everything organic, so you start with the EWG list of the Dirty Dozen, which are the dirtiest of the fruits and the vegetables and could have as many as 67 or 80 toxins on them. So you start with the Dirty Dozen list. That's where you spend your organic money. But you also want to start getting rid of other toxins, environmental toxins in your life, perfumes, things that scent the air, things in cleaning are horrifically toxic. The most toxic thing in your house are the pods that you wash your dishes and your clothes with. You want to get rid of all that stuff and using things, and they don't have to be more expensive. I now clean with something called Branch Basics, which is a concentrate, or I clean with hydrogen peroxide and white vinegar. Mm-hmm. Hydrogen peroxide and white vinegar, you do them at two different times and you let it sit for 5 minutes, it'll kill everything. They're not expensive. So just because I'm telling you to clean up the toxins doesn't mean I'm telling you you're going to go bankrupt. You just need to be cognizant of what you're using around yourself. And believe it or not, the toxins that pass to the umbilical cord, this threw me, come from the male and the female. Because when they come from the male sperm, they have the ability to change the genetics that gets passed on to the child.
Really?
And so those toxins that are in the umbilical cord came from both parents. So you both want to clean up cognizantly. You want to know what you're doing so that when you do conceive, you're only going to pass the best possible stuff on. Now, there's a whole new field called epigenetics. That just because you are born with something in your genes, let's say that I was born and I have a long history of breast cancer in my family, just because I'm born with that in my genetics does not mean now that I have to get breast cancer. Because of environmental toxins and how we live and how we eat, we actually have the ability to turn that switch on or leave it off.
I know that's fascinating.
I actually had the treat of sitting next to Deepak Chopra on an airplane, and he spent the whole trip trying to explain the mechanism of how this works, and I was just a big dummy. But I think it's really interesting that we have that much power over our body that we can turn our genes on or off and determine our health future.
Well, and that's precisely why, again, I really wanted to have you on to talk specifically about kids, because if we are seeing this level of chronic illness, like again, in the beginning of the show, you said 54% of children have chronic illnesses. And I mean, this does not bode well for their future. I mean, they're just going to grow up to be
If we don't change, it does not bode well for their future. In a lot of ways, they won't learn as much. They won't be as active. They will be obese. That comes with its own whole set. They're diabetic because their blood sugars are all whacked out because of how we're feeding them. Sugar is really horrific on the body. And when I tell parents that, sometimes they react like you're being accusatory towards me. I'm not. I grew up on sugar. But then I also got autoimmune disease. So, you know, it's just be aware of what you are feeding your children and they're putting in their mouths, because it will make a difference to their future.
Yeah. So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to talk where, if I'm a parent and I've been feeding my kid macaroni and cheese for forever, which I kind of did, where do I start? Where do I start? What are the baby steps? How do I incorporate this into my life? We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project, and we'll be right back.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute Energetic Upgrade session with Colette and check out all the Energetic Upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm here with Cheryl Muse. She's an integrative health coach and author of several books on eliminating toxins and just upping your diet altogether, eating the rainbow, as she likes to say. So I can't decide what I want to talk about first. I think I want to do the confession of that, because I'm concerned, like if I were a mom now, and if I knew now, if I was just learning this information, I would be so overwhelmed. And my confession is that back in the day when my children were really little, my husband worked for a food company, and he was a brand manager of a macaroni and cheese. That's all I'm going to say. So my children ate boxes and boxes and boxes of macaroni and cheese. And I think I know today I would not feed that to any future grandchildren that I'm going to have. I'm sure my children would not feed it to their kids. But again, I didn't know what I didn't know. And the thing that was so scary, even though I knew this back then, it didn't bother me, which I guess it should have, was that I was very aware of the science between layering salt, fat, and sugar to create this addictive quality, whether it was, you know, all the food companies do it, whether it's a potato chip or macaroni and cheese or even a granola bar. Like there is a science to it that is downright scary.
Okay, I want to back up a minute. You cannot do it. We're going to talk about a lot of things, and I don't want anybody to think they're going to go out there and they're going to do it all at once, because that, frankly, is impossible. I was doing it just for me, and it took me 5 years to do all of this. So start thinking in terms of baby steps. Each change that you make that is a healthier decision is a step towards better health. So give yourself that break. If you buy my first book and you want to start eliminating toxins, I send you a workbook, because you cannot possibly eliminate all of that at once. You'll go bankrupt. So you write down what you find is toxic in your house. And when you run out of the old icky product, then you look at the binder where you've put those sheets, and you buy the new lower toxin item. And then that's your one step closer to health. Food is exactly the same way. You are not going to stop eating everything that's on all of those grocery shelves when you walk in the door. You're not going to only do the outside of the grocery store. But each thing with real food that you make, however many meals that is for your family, are things that will feed your family more nutrition and make your children healthier. So think in terms of baby steps, because that's the only way this is going to happen. And you're not going to go crazy and everybody's going to be great. I have met mothers who have brought up their kids on only real food. And because they eat with their families at night, children are like little pitchers. So they will adopt what you give them, lots of choices. You don't tell them you have to eat this or that, but all the choices that you give them when you want to bring them up only on healthy food, they're all healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's the way you do it. And you teach them to read labels before they can even read. Several mothers told me they go to the grocery store and their little one is pulling things off the shelf and pretending that they're reading the labels, but they can't read yet. So they've ingrained in them that it's important to know what's in those food products, mm-hmm. and their children are picking it up. So when they can read, then they're aware. Some kids won't eat anything that they don't know what they are, and they bring them home to mom to see if they could have eaten it. Sometimes they eat it and they feel guilty. And like one child ate Pop Rocks and came home and confessed to his mother that he had just eaten Pop Rocks at a party, and you know, they sat down and talked about it. It's not what you do once, it's that he actually didn't even like the Pop Rocks, and he admitted that, but he felt like he had to fess up because he'd done a bad thing. I don't want kids to think anything that they do is bad, especially if they're doing it with other children, and it's a normal thing for our society to do. But to teach them that when they open up the refrigerator, they're going to be pulling out celery and carrot sticks and lots of different dip possibilities instead of going to the pantry and pulling out potato chips and pretzels and corn chips and things that are lots of chemicals. Mm-hmm. There are ways to say, and you do it at eye level, and they know when they come home from school, that's where they're it's all ready to go. And it's all in little containers for their little dips. And it doesn't even take that long to cook this stuff once you get into the rhythm that you're going to do it. But it does take a difference in how you shop, how you prepare, and what you do ahead of time so that it's all ready to go. That your child needs the nutrition. My whole phrase is, and we don't even know where food comes from anymore. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, we went to the farm, we bought strawberries, we washed them, we froze them, we had them all winter long. I was a little kid on the East Coast. Our kids don't even know where food comes from. I read an article that got me started down that road that 7 million people think that chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows. And that just threw me for a loop. And it's because we're so removed from the farm. Yeah. So take your child with you when you go grocery shopping. Take them to the local farmer's market. It's really good for your local economy if you're buying from the local farmer's market. It's good for your local farmers. And each thing that you buy at the local farmer's market is something that's healthy for your family. And the key is to buy as much as you can locally, preferably organic. Not all of it is certified organic. So get to know your farmer. Find out what he's using instead of pesticides and herbicides and toxins on his food, because they have come up with all kinds of ways to grow things that don't have those on it. And you want to buy it as close to being picked as possible, because that's when it's loaded with nutrition. So if you're buying at a farmer's market, you're getting spinach that just got picked the day before. And spinach is something that loses 30% of its phytonutrients in the first day. So does that mean you shouldn't eat spinach if it's 2 weeks old? Heck no, you still need all those phytonutrients. But the advantage of taking it and getting it from the farmer's market is enormous. And then your child is involved with you and he sees you shopping for all your fruits and vegetables, and it becomes a fun family outing. It becomes an event instead of just going and buying boxes at the grocery store. So, you know, we already know we have two homes. We have a home in Sedona. We already know where the farm is. We're going to take the grandkids to where they can get out there and they can pick their own things, because they don't get to do that in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just a whole change in thinking back to the way our grandparents, your great grandparents, because my grandparents would have been older than yours, but back to the way our great grandparents lived and were on the farm and picked their food and cooked it and ate it. That's what our bodies need.
And one of the things I want to, when I was living in Cincinnati, and we talked about this on the show with Leon, but that you can get a farm share box. Like there was not a farmer's market nearby where I lived in Cincinnati, but I could subscribe to this farm share box and you could get like a half share, quarter share, full share, or whatever, depending on the size of your family. And they delivered it to like one neighborhood location, some kind person who took all the boxes on their front step and you would go and pick it up. You could get eggs, you could get, you could get fresh meat also, but that was, you know, different because it had to be in dry ice and all that. But, and one of the things that was the, when I really tried to start eating more seasonally, like what is in season now, because I got so used to, you know, having grapes all year round, right? What do you mean grapes don't grow everywhere all the time?
Right.
And to understanding and appreciating what was ripe right then and there. And so this is another way that if you don't have a farmer's market, definitely explore that. I think you even said, what's the one that
there's two food services that will deliver to you, and they both deliver the hiccups that they can't sell to the grocery store. One is called Imperfect Produce.
That's
the one. They'll have little hiccups. He'll have an extra knob on him, or he'll be a cucumber that instead of being straight is all curved. You don't care what it looks like. All you care about is that it has all those beautiful phytonutrients in it that your body needs to survive. And the other one, no, Imperfect Produce might only deliver to certain places within a state if you have the service. But Misfits, which is its competitor, if it sells to a state, it will deliver to the entire state. And they get as much of it local as they can. They both are things with hiccups. They both are beautiful boxes. I have used both services because I wanted to see what the differences were. You can also sometimes get things like almond milk and your other basics from these people. And because they're getting the things that the farm has a hard time selling, they're much more affordable. Mm-hmm. And so you're getting in season, beautiful produce, just picked, loaded with phytonutrients. So then your only chore begins to be, what do you do with it? And the more you cook, the more you get into the rhythm that I can cook a meal much faster than I can jump in the car and go to the local McDonald's. Yeah. Because I get up in the morning, I pull out my meat, I take a look at what vegetables I have on hand, and then I leave the kitchen. And at 6 o'clock, I go into the kitchen and cha-bing, cha-bang, I make dinner in a half an hour because I know what I'm going to do. And I have now a rhythm of cooking.
And the other thing, too, I think like about eating seasonally is that it made me kind of explore recipes outside of my wheelhouse because here was a vegetable I had never cooked before and I didn't know. Or one of the things I got was like a choke cherries, like the golden berries, and I didn't know what to do with those.
And
so
I really want to encourage you to get that kind of food locally, because what's happened with big food is because they are not picking seeds and things to grow for nutrition or for flavor. Hmm. It's your local farms that do that. So we've lost a major portion of our diversity. So if you go and buy, if you get a CSA box, which is where you're getting a farm box, or if you're buying from the farmer's market, or you go to a co-op, you're getting varieties of foods that you're not going to get from factory farming. But your body needs all those things. So, and it's exciting when you discover how many more foods there are to eat. And the more you eat real food, you begin to lose your taste for all those chemicals, and your body starts to crave the real nutrition. I have had a weight problem my whole life. Ends up it was because I was starving my body. Mm. My body was screaming for phytonutrients and I wasn't giving it any. So now that I want, my body now would much prefer to eat phytonutrients. That's what it wants. My taste buds have changed. All that food tastes better. It's not being numbed by all the chemicals anymore. And I eat way less because my body's getting what it wants. And we have two little hormones in the back of our neck called ghrelin and leptin. I didn't even know when I was hungry because they didn't work. They were completely muted. So now I'm not hungry all the time. And I'm not, sugar's not calling me to the kitchen anymore. And if I open up a bag of cookies, I'm not going to eat the whole thing. I'm going to eat a cookie because that's going to satisfy me. But when I was addicted to them, I would go eat the whole thing. And it wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
But now my two hormones work the way they're supposed to. And that's what you want to have happen in your kids. You want them to grow up with that working properly.
So we're going to take our last break. And when we come back, I want to talk about that specifically in regards to baby food.
Yep.
Because this is a gigantic topic. We could do a whole show on baby food. But anyway, we're going to take our last break. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. We'll be right back.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com and tune in to the Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce, and I am chatting today with Cheryl Meyer. We're talking about children's nutrition. We are coming towards the end of our show, and I would still have like 45 more minutes to talk about children's nutrition. But I really wanted, and I know I probably picked like one of the biggest topics to save for the end, but I really want to talk about baby food. I remember when my oldest was little, there was a brand, I don't recall the name, but it was frozen. And the green beans looked and tasted like green beans. And there was a creamed corn thing, like a container of creamed corn. And my husband liked it so much that he would give one for you, one for me, one for you. Like, and he would lick the container. So if the baby food was good enough that the adults liked it, it must have been good baby food. And then it went away. By the time my youngest was born, I couldn't get it. And so I know that you know a lot about what's in baby food. And if we're talking about that, there's what I think you said, 287 toxins in umbilical cord, in the umbilical cord when a baby's born. And now we're going to feed them, well, first, hopefully we're going to feed them breast milk, but then when they do get on solid foods, now we're, what are we putting in their bodies?
And even if you're not giving them breast food, breast milk, be careful of soy. Soy is 95% genetically modified, which means it's grown with BT toxin right in it. So there are a couple of alternatives in my book of what to do if you can't breastfeed that are healthy for the child, but soy milk is not amongst them, unless it's organic soy, which would probably be expensive.
I was curious and I went and I looked up those recipes. I went to the website and they really are not, they're really not that complicated. So if you are a mom who has trouble breastfeeding, whatever reason, again, no judgment on that. Not every, that doesn't work for everybody, but there are alternatives for formula that are not store-bought that are...
Right. And one is from Weston Price and the other one is from the Wellness Mama who does all things children. So she'd be a great person to follow. Yes, she's raising a bunch of children, which I am not.
So back to baby food. So,
okay, back to baby food. About one of the, both of my books have won awards from a company called Mom's Choice. And so when an article hit the newspapers that one of our congressional committees looked into baby food, they made an appalling discovery that all brands, didn't matter which one, baby foods were loaded with heavy toxic metals. Now that directly impacts our children's brains. And so it hit all the newspapers to be careful. And it didn't matter which brand. All of them were loaded with heavy toxic metals. Where do they come from? They come from all the pesticides and herbicides that our factory farmed crops are getting sprayed with. And you don't want that in your body, but you sure as heck don't want that in your child's body. So there is a baby bullet that you can buy, and you buy real organic vegetables, and it's not, there's cookbooks for how to make baby food. It's not hard. You puree it. You can make it in all different colors, and so that it's fun for the kid to eat, and you can make it in all different flavors. And the way to get a child to eat real food is to give him choices and not say you have to eat this, but give him little piles of things and see which one he wants to eat. And then that one's the one you concentrate on and you keep adding little piles of other things and eventually they eat them. There was also a blog that I got into called Beetroot Mom, and she's got all kinds of suggestions on how to do healthy feeding of a small child. But there are ways to do it. It doesn't take a, how long does it take to put real food into a bulletin and zap it so that you've got good quality food to feed your baby? It really isn't that long.
Well, and I think it's, I again, like, as I said in the very, very beginning, like you don't know what you don't know. And right. So there's no judgment on that. But if you did know what was in, like, if I knew what was in the jarred baby foods when I was feeding it to my kids, I would have totally found the time and the ways to make it so I could make pureed baby food for my kid. But it was just, again, it's convenience. And we get sucked into this idea that it's all safe and it's convenient. And so I'm going to buy it. I'm appalled at the fact that. And one of the things I mentioned also is that when you're talking about heavy metals, I said, isn't heavy metals one of the contributors to Alzheimer's and dementia? And you're like, yes. And so if we are giving our children baby food with heavy metals, we all know about the Flint, Michigan water thing, like with lead in the drinking water. Like this is.
And just as an aside, they're not the only city in America that has disgusting water. We seem to think that Flint, Michigan's the only place that happens. You can get a water report from your water district, and you should. And you should know what's in your water. And it's not, I think that the first thing we bought was $150 that went under the kitchen sink. That's what I cooked with. That's what I put into my stainless steel bottles that I took with me everywhere. We've now put full house systems on. That's more expensive. But you can start without a big investment. And because you're not buying plastic water, mm-hmm. which is 1,200 times more than what comes out of your tap, you amortize that very quickly because you're going to be carrying it in stainless steel bottles. And not only is what's coming out of your tap before it gets filtered icky, but plastic leaches chemicals into it. So you're paying a premium to get water that's got toxins in it, and it lets little microbes of plastic loose in it. So I take my water with me everywhere. I have big jugs that are stainless in my back seat that I fill up my own bottles with. The only time I drink out of plastic is if I get on a plane. Other than that, I carry my water with me everywhere.
Yep. And yeah, I'll even, I do the same thing. I take my stainless steel water bottle with me empty to go to the airport and then fill it up because a lot of airports now have those water.
Right.
I don't know if that water's clean or not. Anyway.
Yeah, but Carol, and sometimes you do the best you can. Don't get twisty with what you can't do. You just do the best you can.
I wish we could keep talking. We only have a few minutes left, but I'm so glad that because you did a social media post about nutrition for children. I was like, I have to have you on the Awaken Parent Project because this is so important. And I know how passionate you are about this. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love to share
everybody
your information.
The book that has all of the children's information is Feeling Good, Living Low Toxin in Community and Everyday Life. You can get that on Amazon. Cheryl's website is CherylMHealthMuse.com. I got that right, right?
Yep.
And she has a bunch of free downloads. And if you buy, if you buy either book, you also get the workbook.
You only need it for the first book. But if you buy the first book, my email address is all over it. Write to me. I'll send it to you.
All right. Thank you. We are at the end of the show. Thank you for listening to the Awaken Parent Project. Parenting isn't about perfection. It's about allowing your children to be your awakening. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Thank you for being a part of the Awakened Parent Project. My goal with this show is to help us all become more compassionate and engaged parents by diving into the many techniques and ideologies of the conscious parenting community. This is a safe space to embark on a practical and spiritual journey of self-exploration and expand our ideas about conscious parenting. Got thoughts, questions, ideas? I want to hear from you. Reach out to me if there's a topic you'd like to hear covered on the show or to share your conscious parenting story by visiting susandolce.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.